Welcome to Tasting Tuesdays, sponsored by Willow Pond Sheep Farm in Gardner, New York, the area's only sheep dairy selling sheep milk and sheep yogurt. Check out willowpondsheep.com for more information. Taste New York Market at Todd Hill. On the Taconic Parkway, discover a wide array of products sourced regionally in the heart of the Hudson Valley, just 10 miles north of I-84 and the Shawangunk Wine Trail. 14 wineries, cideries, and distilleries offering events, tours, and tastings. Find out more at gunkswine.com. And today I'm thrilled to introduce and invite and welcome Jonathan and Kieran from Wiltwyck Spirits Company in Kingston. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Adam.
Well, thank you guys for coming in. I really appreciate your taking the time today. Okay, let's first of all introduce you properly. Jonathan, as we mentioned before we got on the air, you're kind of, you're both co-founders, co-owners of Wiltwyck Spirits Company. And Jonathan, you're more sort of the...
Administration.
The administrative side of things. And Kieran, you're kind of the more of the mad scientist of the operation.
That's right. I'm the one with all the industry experience, make the drinks, put them, and help put them into cans.
How'd you guys meet? How do you know each other?
So I actually married his sister. We met back in 2007, and me and her have been together for since. So
wait, you guys are kind of like brothers.
Brother-in-laws, yes.
That's okay. Right. Family business.
That's awesome. And so when did it start?
Wiltwyck Spirits started as an idea in 22. I was working in Westchester at a large brewery down there, making some canned cocktails.
What town?
Elmsford.
Mm-hmm.
And John, he wanted to start a business, and these canned cocktails were doing really well, and we thought we could do these ourselves.
Were you already up here, Jonathan?
Yes, I've been in Elizaville for quite a few years.
Sure. Okay, so you mentioned this idea you guys had. Tell me a little bit about the concept, because there are a lot of, even when I read the Shawangunk Wine Trail thing, you know, there's so many wineries, distilleries, cideries, and that type of thing. So what was your idea?
My idea was just to start a lucrative business. I've always wanted a business of my own and not to have to work for people. And
the man.
Yeah. So I went to school for finance and all the financial sides of a business.
So. Oh, okay. So you weren't even exaggerating. You really meant it. You really decided that you wanted to master the business, right? Be a business-minded individual.
Correct.
So I've been in this business since 2013. Managing other distilleries in the Hudson Valley. And I've made many products. And at the time when we started forming Wiltwyck Spirits as an idea, we were making, it was pandemic times, right? Cocktails to go were really hot and popular. And it's a lot tougher to make cocktails in a can and make them taste really good. There's a lot that goes into that. And the Venn diagram skill set really isn't in necessarily brewers or distillers' wheelhouse. It's kind of both. And having that time working in a brewery, but being a distiller, I got to learn how to put things into cans, but being the mad scientist, right? I've been able to figure out exactly the right amount of alcohol, sugar, acidity, put it all in a can, make it taste good.
Right. So this is what I've learned from talking to a lot of folks like yourself over the last couple of years. It's science and love.
Yes, it's certainly a type of art. I mean, I definitely...
Oh, wait a minute. It's art too?
Yes. So I, as you would expect, went to school for being a graphic designer. Yes, I know.
I can tell by your cans. Excuse me, I should be more specific. By your the products you brought in today, they're cans of Carnivet vodka, which we're going to get to.
Yes, the packaging needs to stand out. It's part of the presentation. If you're going to have great stuff in the can, you should have a great presentation outside of the can, too. And that's part of what draws me into this industry is that creativity to the packaging. And then that I really enjoy science, too. So I got into the chemistry behind everything. And I just worked very diligently and tirelessly to perfect right now the vodka sodas.
Is it the fact that it's such a prominent place on your website the Carnivat vodka. Did I pronounce that right? Carnivat?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Is it because it's your signature item, or is it your latest item that you really want to promote? Do you have other products? And I would imagine you must.
So when you start a distillery, most people think whiskey. That's been really popular in the industry. Everybody's making
and
whiskey.
And up here, yeah.
Yeah. But most distilleries start with a vodka because it is clear spirits. It's good to go from day one. And you can have that going real quick. Whiskey, you have to distill and put it in a barrel and wait years.
Yeah.
So we decided we wanted to start with a vodka. And you can make just about any type of cocktail with a vodka. So that's where we started.
Oh, okay. So in other words, in the works, it sounds like you're aging some other stuff.
Not at the moment.
I don't need to put words in your mouth. You can correct me.
So what we're doing right now is we're working on some more flavors of our sodas.
Okay.
And our next one is our gin brand.
Plug that Jonathan, one yet, jump in here, man. I miss you.
We could dabble into it a little bit, give a little tease.
Yeah, so...
Right. There's the guy that I, you know, right? You want to make sure you don't announce anything too soon, like, right?
Right. You want to tease people, but you don't want to
give away everything. Got it.
Yeah, so we've got the flavor down. We've made some bottles, just getting the technical details in and reaching out to an artist that we're going to like. We've got one that we need to reach out to. He's a local artist, we want to see if we can make that work for the labels.
Wow. So it sounds like it's also just almost as important. It's a priority as the branding.
Yes.
Makes sense it would be.
Branding is very key. Coming from a food background, you eat with your eyes first, then your nose, and then you actually taste the food. So why not do the same with a drink?
Well, let's get down to it. I'd love to taste the Carnivat vodka soda.
Okay, which one do you want to start with?
What's that?
Which one do you want to start with?
You
we have two flavors.
Lemon or blueberry.
Lemon or blueberry?
Lemonade.
Lemonade. Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes more sense. But I don't know. You tell me. Maybe blueberry is a little subtler. Does it matter?
No, they're both pretty prominent.
Okay, let's go for...
Start you with the lemonade.
Okay, let's do it. This is exciting.
Keep it simple, okay, but it does taste great on ice, too.
Okay. Yeah, it would make sense if it's a soda.
I'm definitely having one of
them. Okay, this is beautiful, by the way.
Thank you. Wait till you try it.
It's like what is it called? A Harlequin kind of...
Yes, very much.
On the label?
Jester Harlequin.
So that comes from...
Clearly the lemonade I'm drinking here.
That comes from a Polish background. The whole Carnivat comes from a Polish word that means celebratory, which a vodka is supposed to be a celebratory drink shared with friends and family. The Polish are also the ones that invented vodka, so we kind of did a nod towards them. Plus, my mother-in-law, she collected Harley Quinn masks, so that kind of gave inspiration and made the whole concept and brand come together.
Everybody needs a hobby. All right, let me... That's delicious, by the way. I could see how, especially on ice, it could be very refreshing. And what's the alcohol?
5.7.
Very
sessionable,
good.
Easy to drink.
Yeah.
Not too much, not too little. You know,
right.
Some cans, they go for true cocktail level. And I made a few cocktails like that in the past and put them in other cans. And you have one can and you feel like you're already in the bag. So you're,
right, I get it.
So you don't want to have two.
Right.
And another product I made a couple years ago back then was around this level of alcohol, and somebody had told me one of the best parts about it was it wasn't 11% or 12%, and that they could have more than one of them.
Right. You may, for instance, want to drink the lemonade Carnivat and then try the blueberry. But, you know, if you're wasted by the halfway through the first can, probably you're not going to be as probably excited to do that. We're all ready for blueberry.
We can also give you a tidbit after you try the lemon and the blueberry separate.
You're not going to tell me to combine them, are you?
Of course. Make yourself a little blueberry lemonade.
All right, that sounds pretty cool.
It's like making a cocktail.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. It's very good. Yummy.
It's tough to get a good blueberry flavor.
I can understand that. It has to require a real balance between, right? You don't want to taste the vodka. And this is, by the way, something a lot of people I know are going to roll their eyes when I bring this up. But when you go to a bar, or if somebody makes you a cocktail, let's say vodka cocktail, and they think they're doing you a favor by adding more vodka.
That's
to get
true.
Because that way you get more buzzed or something. But then you're not treating it with respect, that it is a chemistry involved and there's a balance. And you want that 2 ounces of your
spirit,
thank you. And then, you know, your mixer or whatever, you know, that's what makes it feel and taste so good, is that balance. So I see you've achieved it with your Carnivat vodka sodas here.
That is correct. When it comes to a cocktail, there is sweetener, acid, usually a citrus, lemon, lime, a modifier, flavors, and there's kind of a formula that you can follow, the right amount of sugar to the right amount of acid to the right amount of spirit to get it to just taste balanced.
Right.
If you could do that to start with, you're well on your way to making a great cocktail. And
okay.
These have been designed to be everything perfectly balanced for this level of alcohol and sweetness.
All right. Well, Wilwick Spirits Company is located in Kingston, as we said. You can visit and their tasting room, which looks very, very cozy. It's at 188 Greenkill Avenue in Kingston. You can check Wiltwyck, which I'm going to spell for you, Wiltwyck SpiritsCompany.com for more information. They also, of course, are on Instagram and other socials. And you can check out their tasting room hours over the weekends only. And guys, you know, this segment I do, Taste Tuesday, is got a major problem that it's only so long. So I apologize that it's so short. But the good news is we can get you back on when you have this vaguely described new product that you're bringing out, Jonathan. I really appreciate it. Jonathan and Kieran from Wiltwyck Spirits Company, we'll have you guys back on sooner than later. How does that sound?
Sounds great.
Looking forward to it.
Me too. Thank you for making the trip from Kingston. You're listening to The Midday Show on 98.1 KZE.